and neglectful parents appear in court. All that plus traffic, sports, and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I am Zainab Mosini. Police charged a Roanoke counselor with 9 counts of child pornography possession. 31-year-old Nathan Simmons could possibly serve 20 years in prison if convicted. Through a search warrant issued by the Roanoke Circuit Court in July, investigators discovered that the computer belonged to Simmons. The video found on the computer showed sexually disturbing pictures of boys ages 6 to 17 years old. Simmons was a mental health counselor for New Choices Counseling in Roanoke. He worked with all age groups. Police identified the victims of a Salem motorcycle accident that took place on Saturday. A Dodge Charger with multiple passengers crashed into a motorcycle while both were headed south on Wildwood Road. Barry and Shelby Capps, both age 66, were taken to a hospital where Barry was later pronounced dead. 66-year-old Linda McPherson was behind the wheel of the Charger. She was also taken to a hospital. There are no updates on the conditions of surviving victims. No charges have been filed at this time, and the crash is still under investigation. A Denver couple facing felony charges for child abuse appeared in court today for the first time. 35-year-old Lorinda Bailey and 66-year-old Wayne Sperling are accused of starving their 4 children and housing them in an unsanitary apartment. The husband and wife pleaded guilty to child abuse charges. The boys ages 2, 4, 5, and 6 have been placed in safe custody. Medical examination found the boys were malnourished and unable to communicate. Bailey said she didn't consider the living situation unstable for her children. Investigations began after a visit to the emergency room. The doctor reported to a welfare caseworker that the child was unclean and smelling of cigarettes. No traffic news for today, so here's Ryan Durham with all of your Hokie sports news.
Thanks, Zainab. Tech's men's soccer team is on the road tonight facing Pittsburgh. The Hokies have been winless in the past 3 weeks and have been shut out in 4 straight games. The Hokies face the Panthers as ACC foes for the first time ever and are trying to avoid their first ever loss to the program. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. Hokies quarterback Logan Thomas is currently in a positive groove, having played in one of his best 2 game stretches of his Tech career against Georgia Tech and UNC. Thomas has never had a more accurate or efficient pair of starts since taking the reins in 2011 and hasn't turned the ball over in consecutive games for the first time since November of last year. Thomas is also climbing the leaderboards in a number of school marks in a sort of under-the-radar fashion. Thomas was already the school's all-time leader in completions, but on Saturday he became Tech's all-time leader in career passing yards, passing his predecessor Tyrod Taylor. Thomas also jumped Will Furr and Taylor in career touchdown passes and needs 4 more to become the school's all-time leader. This Saturday, Thomas can become the school's all-time leader in career rushing touchdowns by the quarterback, as he is currently tied with Tyrod with 23 rushing scores. After Saturday's win over UNC, head coach Frank Beamer heaped praise onto his senior quarterback for his performance and strongly endorsed him to scouts at the next level.
You look at him, he's tough, smart, you know, the NFL needs to take, you know, they're going to take that guy. If I was there, I guarantee you I'd be taking him.
Thomas will look to continue his positive play this Saturday against Pittsburgh. That's all for your WUVT Sports Update. I'm Ryan Durham. Now here's Amanda Lights with your WUVT weather forecast.
Thanks, Ryan. After yesterday's extremely wet conditions, Tuesday has greeted us with beautiful sunny skies and a high near 65. Clouds will come back out tonight and keep our low around 45 degrees with a light easterly wind. Wednesday brings a slight chance for some rain later in the afternoon. However, the majority of the day will be partly sunny, with highs near the lower 60s. As we head into the evening hours, chances of rain will persist, with cloudy skies and lows in the mid-40s. Rain chances will persist into Thursday, especially in the afternoon hours. Skies will be mostly cloudy throughout the day, keeping temperatures hovering in the mid-60s. Thursday's low will be in the upper 40s. We'll welcome the weekend with temperatures close to 70 degrees under partly sunny skies. Don't forget a jacket Friday night, as lows hover around 50. The rest of the weekend will be similar to Friday, with highs near 70 and lows around the upper 40s with cloudy conditions. Saturday's game against Pittsburgh will include perfect conditions for another Hokie victory, with a sunny high around 70 degrees. That's all from the WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Amanda Lights. Back to you, Zainab.
Thanks, Amanda. Right now it's clear in the New River Valley. It's 68 degrees in Roanoke, 63 near Dublin and Pulaski, 63 in Marion, 61 near Bluefield, and it is 63 degrees outside the WVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WVT News, I am Zainab Mosini.
You are listening to WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Mr. PC, and you are listening to Her Favorite Show. We're going to start out the evening with some Mike Clark. This is Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum.
Thank you.
There are simple steps you can take to prevent unwanted pregnancies and STD transmissions. Using condoms greatly reduces your risk of pregnancy when used correctly. Condoms can shield you from unwanted diseases. Safe sex can save your life. You are just listening to Blues for Borden by the Fat Cat Big Band. Up next is the title track from Ahmad Jamal's new album, Saturday Morning.
Thank you.
University libraries will be hosting an experimental instructional course called How to Have Good Fun with Bad Movies. Film screenings will take place on the lawn between Newman Library and the University Bookstore on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. A full list of movies is available online at facebook.com/newmanatnight. You are just listening to John McLaughlin and Chick Corea with Raju. Next up is the Either Orchestra with Blue Attitude.
Mm-hmm.